Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
I would say our excuse basket is running, you know, real low.
He's hot.
Oh,
hotter than Jimmy G.
Dale Arnold.
We watched him be Superman against the Seattle Seahawks, but every time he's been Clark Kent, this team has looked extremely bad.
I'm no Superman.
Cam Newton sucks.
Rich Keefe.
You know, I've seen this one on the calendar for a while. Excitement.
Go on.
Crazy what life, how life can change in 3 years.
Jimmy G is a motherfucking star.
Oh, yes. Dale and Keith with Fitzy on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Nick Fitzy Stevens in the house with us on Friday, as he always says.
We're going to
gamble away Fitzy's money at the bottom of the hour. Because, frankly, at least so far since we went to this program, we've gambled away his money. We haven't really made him a lot of money.
Yeah, the record is sub 500, but that's all right. There's plenty of season left.
There
plenty
certainly
of games
is.
Left.
Where
money!
It's a losing record so far on Free Money Fridays. So it's
six,
free money for
two?
Whoever. It's 7-11-2.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not good. And also, Shime and I have gone in on a Monday night parlay and a Thursday night parlay.
Those don't count, do they?
Well, I'm just saying.
For you, like, I guess they do.
They do.
Yeah.
So I'm technically 7-13-2 on
what?
The
nice.
I'm taking a beating.
You can turn it all around this week because there's going to be four picks that stick.
And we're going to ask a caller to
yes.
make one of those picks for
Oh, good
Fitzy.
Point. So if you're driving around, you think that you're an expert, get involved. We need your winner. 1:30, but there's no time like the present. Get in here, give Fitzy a winner. That's
we've
what
got
we need.
One guaranteed winner already.
Right.
We don't even know what game she picked, but we've got a guaranteed winner because she's on a heater.
She is on a heater. She's riding high. She was decisive. Talking about my one-year-old daughter who picked the Giants +5 last mm-hmm. night. Easy winner. Cash that. And now we're back at it today.
Rich, how do you feel about living in the suburbs of Las Vegas? Because that's where she's going to need mm-hmm. to be sooner rather than
later.
That's
a good point. Unless Massachusetts passes a couple of laws, then I can just stay right here. But I won't hold my breath.
The part of Mutt being played in today's performance by...
Well, he brings up some good points.
He huh? does. So the Patriots take on the 49ers Sunday. Today, Bill Belichick, you know, the hay is in the barn final press conference of the week. And he wanted to get down and dirty and nuts and bolts like, and he wanted to talk about the fullback for the San Francisco 49ers. Kyle, is it Juszczyk?
Juszczyk.
He's
good.
Oh, my God.
He's a good fullback. He's a nice
fullback. He played at Harvard.
Smart guy.
And Bill just went on and mm-hmm. on and on about this guy today.
Well, this is probably Bill's favorite team in the league because Kyle Shanahan he likes, John Lynch he likes, Jimmy Garoppolo he loves, George Kittle he loves, Kyle Juszczyk he loves. So, yeah, he's all about the San Francisco 49ers.
Kyle Juszczyk was on his way to being, he's one of my favorite players, he was on his way to being MVP of Super Bowl 54 had Garoppolo connected with Emmanuel Sanders.
Just one time.
That was
one
his time. Award. He was dominating that game.
And
he
that's
could
why,
be an asset Sunday
and
for
that's
the
why I think, because Dale, you were asking Michael Irvin about, you know, do you need to pass consistently in order to win in the NFL. And he's like, on the one hand, yes. But on the other hand, it is you don't have to be a dominant passing team. You just need to be able to make the throws that are there if you do everything else well. Like, for example, last year, San Francisco, you would say, was a better running team than passing team.
Right.
But there was one throw that Jimmy needed to make. He didn't need to throw for 400 yards against Kansas City. But if he hit that one throw,
he
maybe they
throw
win.
For 10.
The Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, and Tennessee Titans were all in the bottom half in the league in throwing the ball last year. Mm-hmm. But they were all playoff teams. Mm-hmm. And obviously the Chiefs won. So you can always just point to the Chiefs and say, that's how you win, right? Patrick Mahomes, that's how you win. That's how you win because that's the team that won. But those other teams prove that you could still win a bunch of games being the team that runs the ball. But when you need the Ryan Tannehill to A.J. Brown in the end zone, you need it. That play still has to be there. Doesn't mean you're throwing for 350 a game. It just means when the, you know, the defense is committing to the run, you can beat him with the pass. And hopefully we start to see that with Cam Newton. I don't think he's going to throw too many 300-plus yard games this season.
Probably not.
But can you get
200 to be nice?
Could you get 200? Could you get 220 and like a couple of big throws?
Maybe it may. I don't know. Let's go crazy here. Maybe like two touchdown passes or something.
Ooh, wouldn't kill you,
Dale. You getting night, Dale? You getting cray in the 1 o'clock hour on a Friday?
I don't think it would.
Just
kill
the
you.
Thought.
Well, let me ask you this then.
Okay.
To who? To whom?
Great question.
Well, start with Nikhil Harry. Start
and that's
there.
That's where it's right. Left down.
And
yeah, I would try that.
Dale,
Harry.
I'm going to need you to blow into this breathalyzer.
Yeah, I know. Go behind the screen and pee in a cup for me.
Because all we're basing that off of really is, okay, they liked him enough to choose him in the first round, and he's big and tall and strong. Like, that's kind of what we're basing it off of. He had a couple of plays, maybe, if you're a glass overflowing fan last year that – oh, yeah, had kind of a nose for the end zone. There was one play that wasn't called a touchdown that we all felt like was a touchdown. So does he have some playmaking ability in him? Maybe.
You know what you're going to see Sunday? You're going to see the guy that Nikhil Harry should be playing like, drafted after him, same draft class. Deebo Samuel Sunday is going to show you what you want or should be getting out of Nikhil Harry. And if the Patriots can utilize him in that capacity starting Sunday, then maybe he'll become an asset for the team. But Samuel is the guy that I'm worried about.
San Francisco actually proved that the Patriots drafted the wrong player in the draft, in Nikhil Harry, and also the wrong player from that school, because Brandon Ayuk, who they drafted the next year, is the better Arizona State wide receiver.
Oh.
There's just plenty of storylines here.
If you were guessing at 7:30 Sunday night, which quarterback will we say has had a better day?
Cam Newton. I think Garoppolo's still, you know, pretty turnover prone, and I think the Patriots secondary, let's face it, they should have picked off Patrick Mahomes a couple of times. They just batted it down, and I think you're not going to get that a ton. They're more sure-handed than they're not, and I think Cam Newton, I mean, Garoppolo could still throw for more touchdowns, but Newton could have a better game. You know, if Newton has one of those Miami-like games where he's efficient and he runs in a couple of scores, that could still be more productive. Because I really do think, and when I asked Michael Irvin who would he rather have, he didn't really answer the Newton-Garoppolo question. I think they're kind of, even though they play the game differently, they're probably similarly ranked. Right, like you're probably going just as far with either guy. You need a lot of other things around you to sort of, you know, be that team that goes deep into the playoffs.
I don't really care what Chris Sims or any other person who says they're a QB guru and does QB rankings has to say. Nor do I care by which means they were able to score the football. If Cam Newton and Jimmy Garoppolo both have 30 touchdowns at the end of the year, but Garoppolo throws 26 and runs 4. And Cam Newton throws 10 and runs 20 for all I care.
Right, guess what?
Yeah. That's still 30 touchdowns you have accounted for. Points are points. That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sunday, Cam Newton will have the better day because while Jimmy G, Dale, may think that he has the sort of like the keys or the code to unlock Belichick, it's Belichick, I think, that will find a way to stymie Garoppolo a little more. And this begets this question that's been sitting like stuck, like firm, straight in my craw for the past day or two. Who do we think wants this game the most? It's four people, both coaches, both quarterbacks.
Okay.
Who wants it the most? I'll give you the reasons why they want it too.
Okay.
You have Jimmy Garoppolo because he gets to come home, the team he thought he was going to quarterback, didn't end up quarterbacking long term. Is it Kyle Shanahan? Revenge for Super Bowl 51.
Who's got, by the way, Wes Welker on his coaching staff.
Yes, and has Wes Welker, Dale. Mm-hmm. That's right. And you know he wants to win.
It's just been giving
him the red eye for 3 years now. Is it Cam Newton who obviously was embarrassed with the way he played last week? Or is it Bill Belichick because he wants to beat Jimmy and he wants to get back in the winning
track? My answer is Cam Newton. Far and away would be Cam Newton because he is the only starting quarterback in the NFL to miss a game because of coronavirus, and your team loses. Now, you might have lost anyways, the Kansas City Chiefs, but you lose because of that. You sort of send the team into a bit of a tailspin with these different tests and these different practices, and you're bumping a game. Then you're horrible against Denver. If the Denver performance happened in week two, maybe it wouldn't be as much Cam. Say he was coming off the Seattle game or even Vegas, where he wasn't great, but they won it and he was better in the second half.
They did.
But he is coming off his worst performance. So I think it's the most important for him. Also, because this is a team, you know the Bills are playing the Jets this week. So you know the Bills are going to be 5-2. You're sitting there at 2-3. And you dropped a 2-4 after this. So I think it's most important for Cam. He also has more at stake even than Belichick does because Cam is on a one-year deal. We've sort of put the extension conversation to bed over the last week. But the fact is he has, what, 12 more games or 11 more games?
Yep.
And then he's a free agent again. So every game counts for him and see how he bounces back. So I think it's number one for Cam Newton.
Dale?
See, I would say Kyle Shanahan. When, you know... He's gone nose to nose and toe to toe with Bill Belichick, not as, you know, the head coach of a Super Bowl team, but he had to, that must keep him up nights thinking about that.
Yeah,
so I would guess Shanahan.
But I also don't know, like, all right, if you lose in the Super Bowl to a team and then a year, 2 years, 3 years later, you beat them in the regular season, what is that really? It's nice. It's a regular season win over Belichick. That's always good. I'm not saying you don't want it, but it's not like sweet revenge for losing in dramatic fashion the way that you did before.
See, I think it's Belichick, and that's not just for...
But he's the guy whose legacy is most assured, right?
Win
or lose. I mean, I know he wants to win. Don't get me wrong.
But meanwhile, Tom Brady just smoked Aaron Rodgers
on national TV.
Tampa Bay is looking like one of the best teams in the league right now. They may or may not play the Raiders this weekend. And so you're obviously trying to keep pace with him. I know Bill's obviously very motivated and about just this team and doing well. But you see Brady playing as well as he is. And then you lose to Garoppolo and Shanahan and the Niners, which, again, another winnable game. It's more of a 50-50 game than the Bronco game, for sure. But if you're trying to make the playoffs, mm-hmm. and Bill clearly is, you can't lose to the 49ers at home.
You have a week of practice. So Cam's excuse bucket or basket, whatever it is, whatever he likes to tote his excuses around in, I'm sure it's a fabulous, it could be a sash.
Very
it could
expensive.
It could be some sort of an Hermes purse, if you will.
Okay.
That's empty. You've got your week of practice. You don't want to lose to Jimmy Garoppolo because now you look even worse. Although, at the same time, you could argue like, well, he did want to keep him for a reason. But Belichick had a bad game last Sunday, guys. Now, for
Belichick
all the laughter we had.
They both did.
And, you know, they looked unprepared. Belichick should have made some challenges. And for all the laughter we had at the NFL films of him taking out the challenge flag and petulantly whipping
spiking
it into the ground,
it.
just being Belichick.
Yeah.
At the same time, he didn't have a good day at the office Sunday.
No, that's a good
and
point.
He wants one this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, with the things he said about practice time and all that stuff, and we said, not that he was wrong, Rich, but we were surprised he said it.
Yeah.
If he then goes out and has that full week of practice
now
and they fall on their face.
What do you got now?
Now what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, it's like the coach who says, well, your team had an awful loss. You're going to have a huge team meeting and you know, have a blow-up session. He says, no, because what happens if we have this huge team meeting and then we go lose again?
Yeah, right, because it's very rare to even give your players any type of excuse if you're Belichick. And it was something that Andy Hart was all over back on Tuesday. And so, yeah, you really can't
do
that
again.
We never
make excuses.
And then all of a sudden you needed to practice. And you got it. You got a full week of practice, and you are pretty healthy, too. I know you had to put Illuminor on IR, but you've got a whole bunch of guys back, including from the
and
COVID list.
And it looks
list.
Like, mm-hmm. like they're ready to, all of them,
so,
literally all of them are ready to play. You might have to actually make some decisions here.
Yeah. So that,
do I play Josh Uche? Do I not?
So those excuses are completely out the window.
Everyone's back now. You're going to see that healthy offensive. That really seals the deal for me. The full week of practice and the best offensive line that you could tote out. Now, how will the other side of the line respond? Is Adam Butler going to be able to play because he was dinged up before last week's game? Then he got dinged up again. How compromised is he? Can Bo Allen come out? Because even though you're going to say, like, oh, they don't have Mostert, they'll be able to take care of it. Like, McKinnon's still good, and I know Scheim is a Jamichael Hasty guy. And if this is another week where Philip Lindsay 2.0, a.k.a. Jamichael Hasty, gets out there and puts up 100-something plus on the Patriots, that's another issue going forward.
That would be a problem.
That would be if we're talking mm-hmm. about Monday, like, they 107 yards, two touchdowns for Jamichael Hasty.
But don't you think what they, I mean, Don't you think they go all out on George Kittle? Like, full commit to George Kittle.
1,000%.
And he's way better than Darren Waller, but the same idea. Darren Waller, Travis Kelce, and now George Kittle. It's a short season, but you've already faced a bunch of the best tight ends in the league. And that's it. And if Jimmy Garoppolo hits Samuel or Ayuk or anybody else, or if McKinnon has a big game, I think the Patriots will deal with that. But if George Kittle is, you know, getting 100 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns, that's where you say, all right, what are we doing here?
We half joked about the fact that the Patriots put out the all dynasty team, quote unquote, for an exhibit apparently at the Patriots Hall of Fame. But a loss or two this week and next week, and yeah, it's over. I mean, it may not be over yet because you've still got Bill Belichick, and you know, until you don't win a division, until you don't, but you lose this week and next week, they were prescient if they put out the all dynasty team because it's
over.
Oh, I
know. Yeah, you're right. I think it extends if you make the playoffs with Belichick because it's still the Belichick era to me. And I know Brady's obviously the best player of all time, and now he's gone, and so where does it go? But we've seen other teams try to hold on to it. Like, if you look at some of these other dynasties, you know, Bill Walsh in Montana then became, what, Seifert in Montana, and then Seifert and Young, and they still kind of won. I don't even know if you want to count, like, you know, some of those Jeff Garcia TO teams. Like, they kept it somewhat winnable, right, where they weren't a joke. The guy we just spoke with not that long ago, Michael Irvin, they kind of fell apart after they won their Super Bowls because Jimmy Johnson was gone. Then it went to Switzer. He won one because they had so much talent, but then he fell apart and he was done. But the fact that Bill is still here, it's like I want to give him credit for, all right, you're still there. Because think about it. Last year, you would count it as part of the dynasty, and they lost in the wild card round.
Yeah,
and
they won the division again.
Yes, so if this year, if they're able to do that again, I think it's a bit of an extension, and it's more the Belichick dynasty. But it's teetering. I'll give you that. It's teetering.
Well, I know you're not as high. But they don't fall down.
Yeah, sure.
I know that you're not as high on Buffalo as others are. In fact, you think they're a fraud team anyway.
Yeah.
And their defense is kind of fraud-ish.
Yes.
But I could see the Buffalo Bills winning the division this year.
See,
I can see it.
Well, sure, because the Patriots just, for the first time in 20 years, aren't that head and shoulders above everybody. I think.
But doesn't that almost by definition mean the end of the dynasty? If they're not head and shoulders above everybody in the division.
No, because as you said, Buffalo's better. If you think Buffalo's good, then it's not that. And if they win it again, because there's been years where there's been a couple of okay teams in the division. There's been years where they're more head and shoulders based on how bad those other teams are.
Well, during the dynasty years, were the Patriots ever the 11th, 12th best team in the league?
No.
Which is where they're sitting right now.
Well,
they're middle of the pack right now.
What were they the Castle year? They missed the playoffs.
They were still upper half because they were carried by the aging defensive talent, but their elite offensive weaponry.
I mean, Fourier's first year here, 0-2. I mean, again, those are the only 2 years they missed the playoffs, so you'd have to go with those two as the two worst years, right?
0-9, that team was not good.
That's true.
It was okay.
That was the one that Belichick was decrying, right?
Yeah, they were tenants.
Get him to do what I want him to do.
Yeah. So that's basically, right. You know what? This team could be like that. This team's more likable than that team.
Yeah, I think he likes these guys a lot.
I do too. And that team went 10-6 and then got the doors blown off in the playoffs. So that's one where you're
Welker tore his knee on week 17 and the game Brian Hoyer came in against Houston,
I think it was
which
the
was
same sniper that took out Daniel Jones last night. It honestly was Welker.
Yeah, it was a turf monster. Bernard Pollard was in the area, which is why his name is a swear in my house.
I still think, you know, I'm not ready to bury him just yet because
No,
I'm not.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
Because they could get there. I think they could be. We talk about how you got the Chiefs, Ravens, Steelers have sort of jumped up there with the Titans. Those right now are the four best teams, but each one is a bit flawed. And I'm not going to pick the Browns or the Colts or the Raiders or the Bills over the Patriots right now. So I think they can be one of the five best teams in the conference.
For whatever I say on the radio, my mark, my whatever is worth. I promise you, they will play their most organized, their most precise game Sunday. I have a feeling they're going to be so practiced. Mm-hmm. He's going to have you want to talk about just nitpicking during practice, Dale, like right down to like a fine tooth comb. Every last thing will have been exercised, practiced. They will be ready. You will see execution Sunday.
This
finally.
Could have been like he might as well have said we're on to San Francisco because it could be go back to when they got blown out by Kansas City and then they played Cincinnati the next week and it was a primetime game and a lot of people, I believe myself included, was saying, you know what, Cincinnati, Cincinnati's going to win. Because you just felt so bad about that loss to Kansas City. And then they go out there and they smack them around. And you're like, oh, my God, what am I doing here?
Well, I will say this. Generally speaking, when the Patriots have stubbed their toe, they come back with an effort. You know, it's like the on to Cincinnati game. You know, it's like they suck against Kansas City, and then they just come back with a vengeance. Belichick's teams have always had that ability. This will be tested. If ever there was a time for them to do that, to your point, Fitzy, the most organized, the best practiced, you know, it's like clockwork. They go out there. They are Patriot-like. This is the week, which is why if they don't do that, I'm at the point where I don't think they can do that.
But I firmly believe they will do it. The offense will not be gangbusters, revelatory, like it's not going to be week one, 2007 against the Jets where you're like, they were hiding Randy Moss.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
No, they're not.
Will see their defense. Yeah. I guarantee you, I wouldn't be surprised if they pick off Garoppolo three times. If Belichick doesn't tell them every time, no matter how good, because Kyle Shanahan, his whole thing is, here's the play, here's the defense that you're going to see, put the damn ball where I tell you to put it because it's going to be open. Belichick knows that, and he's going to tell his guys where to be. Chess match on, advantage Belichick.
All right, we need your help. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We will select one of our callers to make one of our picks to light a match to Fitzy's money. So, you know, we need one of you. You get to pick. Well, do they get to pick their game, Rich?
Of course.
CeCe's already picked it.
Well, it's their best bet. It's whatever best pick they have. We can't, you know, force them to pick one, then they're not going to be sure about it. So this is going to be the best caller pick on the board.
All right, 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We will have our Friday football picks here. We've just shuffled the deck a little bit. We've had to do things a little differently. You guys will pick one of the games. Of course, we've got a real ringer who's sitting at the house now just waiting. She's got all of her helmets all lined up and, you know, preparing to hit us with her best pick herself. It's Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, and it's time to trend.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Dale.
There is nothing wrong with baloney, in my opinion.
Keith.
Your existence is useless. You suck. You're a loser.
With Fitzy.
Make no apologies. Fitzy's drinking on the air. It's 10:02
on WEEI. Need winners?
Yes.
Chris Shimes got him.
We got kind of screwed with the Cincinnati game.
You lost. You lost, Shimes.
Clipping it over 60%.
Russian table tennis, Australian rules football, New Zealand rugby.
Chris Shimes is putting money in your pocket.
You lit a match to half a unit. You're not getting that back.
Guaranteeing at least one winner a week.
I will be wagering on all of Shimes' NFL picks.
But don't hold him to that.
This is my eighth straight winning season.
It's time for Free Money Friday on Dale and Keith.
All right, we've had to kind of shuffle a little around here because, let's be honest, Shime is killing Fitzy financially.
It's not going well. No. It was a great idea by Fitzy, and it came from a good place, too, because Shime had been picking winners all last season, and then all pandemic long, we continued this segment when there was no sports in the United States, and he was picking winner after winner after winner in table tennis, rugby, random soccer leagues that nobody had heard of, and then... You're like, here we go, football season back around. Fitzy
basketball
said,
season, baseball
oh,
season,
all of it.
Hockey
right.
season.
Oh, yeah, Slapshot Shime had some picks. And so Fitzy said, you know what? It'll be a win-win. It's going to be good for my bank account. It's going to be good for the show. I'm going to put my money where Shime's mouth is, and it has gone horribly wrong. I'm starting to think that maybe it's the pressure getting
Stay
to Shime.
Stay away from that mouth.
Shime, don't you think, maybe was like, hey, if I'm just betting my money, I don't think about it as much. A little bit more free and easy. But now the pressure of another man's money, a man who has a family, has to support his family.
A man's got a family, for God's sake.
And Shime is just one loser after the next. It's been really hard to watch, Dale. I haven't said that yet on the show, but it's been hard to listen to. Mm-hmm. It's been hard to watch because I'm seeing two people be destroyed by the football season.
The relationship is shot.
Fitzy's money, Shime's confidence.
You know how I come in, you know, footloose and fancy free on Fridays? I pass you guys out beers. It seems like, hey, Fitzy's living pretty high on the hog, Dale. You know who I actually am now? I'm Dell. I'm Sad John Candy from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I live in a bus station now.
All right, so we've changed it up this
week.
We have
changed the format is right, Dale.
We've got a couple of new pickers.
That's right. We have a few new pickers. So
we have a caller who's going to pick a game for us in a minute or so.
Believe it or not, it was four Shime picks. We have altered that. Shime's not here today, and I don't know if it's because...
I'm pretty sure I know why.
I don't know if it's because my one-year-old daughter picked the Thursday night game. She had a tryout last night. I told her, listen, you picked the Giants-Eagles game correctly. You got a pick that counts. So she did. No problems. Picked the Giants. So what we're going to do is we're going to give her a pick. Fitzy himself is going to pick because he's just so much money has been lost. We are actually going to allow Shime via John to make one pick. Shime, believe it or not, does a podcast with John. I'm sure it's can't miss. It's the Winners Club.
He opened his heart on it yesterday, though, about how well he's doing on that versus on the air.
No, that does not matter what you're doing there. It's all about in the show. So John's going to make his best pick. And then we are going to go to a caller, Dale. You're right. And a caller is going to give us his or her Stone Cold Lock of the Week. Are we ready?
Let's start with the first guest selector. Who had her tryout last night and nailed it.
She's on a heater. That would be my one-year-old daughter, Cece. And the pick is in. This is the Kids Make the Darndest Picks Lock of the Week. I've tweeted out the video, so you know it's legit, at Keef21. In the battle of the unbeatens, Steelers and Titans.
Whoa, a tough game to pick. It's like a one-point game.
Cece is going against Thanos.
Oh!
And she is going with the Steelers getting a point.
Truly wonderful the mind of a child is.
That's right. That's
By the way, very decisive. I'm looking at the
Once
video.
Once again, decisive.
No hesitation at all.
Did you see the way she just knocks kinda the Titans? Yeah. Just
through
tosses
the
it.
Titans helmet
That one's strong.
Aside.
So she likes the Steelers, and again, she is on a
does
bit of a
have,
heater.
Does she have leaves in her hand?
There are leaves everywhere. I know I'm going to get comments. Yes, I will rake eventually, but right now there are leaves everywhere.
And actually, they said don't rake. Collect them.
Yeah,
one
I was
going to
say, have you not heard your do the one thing?
I did hear that.
Leave the leaves on the ground. It's goofier.
I ran that by my wife. Didn't love that response.
Yeah, neither did mine.
The big eye roll there.
All right, That's so we've got our CC. First pick in. CC has picked Pittsburgh.
CC doesn't cry.
And that is a lock.
Yes, that is the absolute lock.
All right, Fitzy. How about your... That could be Fitzy, actually.
I was going to say, sneak preview of Fitzy on Monday. All right, Dale, you know what? I'm going to come in with an easy one, but it's going to be a certain one. I am calling this my Do the Math Dummy Battle for the State of New York, even though they're technically playing the game in New Jersey. So easy, even Cece could pick it. Lock of the Week.
Ooh.
Lane, I've been going to this high school for 7.5 years. I'm no dummy.
That's right, Charles DeMar.
Wow.
I pretend to be good at a lot of things. Comedy, sports, talking. I'm not really good at any of them. Well, but one thing I am good at is math.
Math.
Had a damn near perfect SAT score in math.
You're a math guy.
I have big head, lots of numbers.
Okay.
And it's very easy for me to pick this game. Buffalo is favored by 13 points. So by scoring two touchdowns or more against the Jetropolitans, this will be a winning bet. Guess which of these two teams is 0-6 on the season against the spread? Guess which one of these two teams might have Flacco, might have Darnold, or could have both at quarterback?
Doesn't matter. Darnold is in.
Guess which one of these two teams has Adam Gase as coach?
That's it. That's all you need to know.
He could be gone by Sunday. Who knows?
Sweet science.
Adam Gase.
Mike Francesa appears to rip, fought while ripping Adam Gase.
Yep.
That drop will never not make me laugh. Fought.
I like that pick.
It's a,
nice pick.
Two touchdowns. By the way, how mad is Buffalo?
Pissed.
They have to play on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
They stink. Then they have to play on a Monday night. They play okay. What was that?
It's Buffalo stampeding to New York.
Oh, there they go. The best team in New York almost really plays in Canada, and the worst team in New York technically plays in Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Do the math, dummy. Buffalo giving 13 against the Jets.
All right, it's time for Shime's pick, and I don't know why we're even letting him do this.
Well, listen, I don't want to take it away from him. His confidence is already shot, Dale, and if we told him he couldn't be a part of his own segment, where would he go? So, this is the Shime Get Right pick. John, what do you have for us?
Well, I just want to make one thing clear that I am the messenger here. I am but conveying the thoughts of one Chris Shime, and this Shime likes to call his take a picture of the over pick of the week. He was so shocked that the total for the Bengals, the Battle of Ohio, Bengals-Browns, is only 50. And you've got some linemen getting healthy on both sides of the ball. Baker Mayfield going to come out and pass all over a team that he already passed all over, even though he really, really, really tried to lose this game. And Shime specifically said, John, I am such a fan of the band Filter. And although they are a one-hit wonder, the Ravens' defense was a one-hit wonder against Joey Covers. However, he's going with the over in this game.
He wrote all those words.
That was a long way to get there, wasn't
to
it?
Say, I take the over.
Can I also just point out that you are playing a song that is about...
What's it about?
Isn't this song about suicide, which is exactly what I'm committing?
I think every 90s one-hit wonder song is about suicide.
They are sad. There's some sad ones.
This whole segment just took a turn.
Over 50 in the Battle for Ohio. That's what we're going with?
All right.
I'm
behind CeCe. I think I got a winner right there. And you know what? I've told Shime before, I love points. I'm in.
Points.
I'm in.
Bet me over. Now, this is important.
And our final, fourth and final pick, we've asked a listener to help us out.
Yes.
The lines lit up.
Yep.
But we're going to let Danny on the cell phone make our final pick for the week. Hey, Danny.
Danny!
You guys ready for this lock of the week? This is my monstrous Mick Homie Mick lock of the week. I'm going with Kansas City. I know you guys don't like teases, but Kansas City teased with Buffalo Bills, which I do like 56, but you got to tease them. 13 is too many. I like the tease.
So you're teasing Kansas City and Buffalo, that's what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay.
I've been teasing 50 my picks, and I've been on a heater.
He's on a heater, too?
The funny thing is, he's been DMing me picks for weeks.
Stop.
not those kind of picks. They're Danny picks, so they are technically deep picks.
Oh my god.
Send me naked pictures of you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Been DMing me pics, says Fitzy.
Awesome. Good for
and
you.
And I didn't ask
selections.
For them, but they're all
selections.
Here anyway.
Why don't you pick that up off the air?
I'm in on it.
Seen a grown man naked?
How'd the affair start?
Hey, Danny.
Got 7-Eleven in one picking games.
Danny, how'd you like to mow my lawn? Danny, you know what? The nice thing about this is we need a curveball. We need a changeup to get on a heater. And we have not bet a teaser all year. This is the teaser I'm here for.
Teaser.
So now that the Jets are going to win outright, we'll be able to lose two better.
All right. So
love it. Thank you, Danny.
Really? How complicated do we have to be for that final bet? Can we recap? CC's got Pittsburgh. Lock.
Pittsburgh plus one is a lock. Fitzy has the Buffalo Bills by 13 against the Jets.
Or was it 13?
Shime likes over 50 in the Browns Bengals. And then Danny in the car is going with a Bills Chiefs teaser. I don't know what the specifics are, what the number gets down to, but Bills and Chiefs.
Wow.
Good luck. What? Did he play his own tunes?
Yeah, that's him.
Love that's it. In the car? Wow, love Danny Beaton brings his own music. You got to appreciate the production.
He had to call on a second line to do that, too.
I love it. Good stuff.
Excellent. Excellent.
All right. Good Those luck with our picks. Mm-hmm. Our Free Money Friday picks are in. What else you got's coming up next? It's Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, Sports Radio WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to Dale and Keefe with Fitzy.
Everybody loves a good streaming D.
Why is he the way that he is?
On WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things we might have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Fitzy.
As I'm often want to do, Dale, because it's weekend o'clock, and who ain't cracking one? If you ain't drinking right now, then you're doing your weekend wrong.
My what five else? Five more minutes here.
Who's to say? I need five more minutes.
Wow, kick up a notch.
Really
John's
aggressive.
Yeah, John's aggressive.
You know me. I like my crafties. So today on What Else You Drinking, I would like to shout out my friends at Craft Beer Cellar in Newton, my buddy Mark, for hipping me to the fact that they got in a shipment of Three Floyds Zombie Dust. It
zombie
is a
dust?
Phenomenal, phenomenal. It's a 100
the
on Beer Advocate.
The name alone would draw you to it.
I was going to say, tis the season for some zombie dust.
It's so good. And I'm not I just like talking that. About the band, which is a highly underrated band as well. I'm sure. Talking about a perfect Halloween beer. Goes great with everything, including a big Patriots win against the 49ers on Sunday. So I actually brought some in and I shared them with
yes,
the gentleman
you did. Thank
here.
Thank you very
so
much, Fitzy.
We'll have a nice little review of it on Monday, mm-hmm. but I'll be enjoying
or,
some cold
or
crafties.
Or 15 minutes.
Or way too many Perhaps. Crying naked on the floor in the basement Sunday night if the Pats don't win.
What else you got?
Rich?
Well, I'll tell you, speaking of reviews for Monday, coming out today on Amazon Prime is Borat 2, the subsequent movie
film. Came
out at
midnight,
film.
Didn't it?
I think it did, yeah. People have probably been watching it
well,
during the day.
Well, I have seen the whole Rudy Giuliani
Oh,
thing.
Boy.
That's been all over social
media. Hey, which he did nothing wrong, he claims.
No, but, no.
So
perfectly
be it.
Normal.
But I can't wait to watch that tonight. Also, 1 week away from The Mandalorian Season 2 starting up on Disney Plus. There's like all of a sudden we had a bit of a dry spell and it seems like a bunch of stuff. Netflix just had volume 2 of Unsolved Mysteries come out.
Yep.
They also released a movie called The Trial of the Chicago 7.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
I watched it as well. John,
really? It's really good. I have not seen it yet.
It's very good. It's Aaron Sorkin wrote and directed it. You got great performances. Sacha Baron Cohen, by the way, is having a hell of a week.
Yep.
He's in this. He's very good. 2 hours, 10 minutes long, but really, really good. And it's sort of a low bar to say it's one of the best movies of the year because there have been no movies this year. But
yeah.
Really, really good. So all of a sudden, you have a whole bunch of viewing options.
What else you got?
Just a little tip from Uncle Dale. If you're on social media, avoid the St. Louis Blues Twitter feed today, by the way. I'm just telling you.
What happened to them?
Unless you like seeing a picture of Torrey Krug in his new St. Louis Blues sweater. You might want to avoid that.
All right, here comes the beer.
Yep. So let's be honest, hot mics, open mics have caused problems for some folks this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always have to treat these things as though
home
they're weapons.
Home run, Castellanos, and, for
as
nothing.
Drive to, right, that'll
so
be a home run for Castellanos.
You have to pretend that there's always going to be somebody listening. And that advice I will extend to Boston City Councilor Michael LeCanto.
Our next speakers are Jennifer Hu, Yun Shen, Ling Shen Dong, and Michelle Donovan.
I was like Shania, Shanae, and Boo Boo, and David, right?
Oh.
What?
What? Didn't know the mic was open.
Oh.
So
and
don't worry.
And hilarious,
oh,
by
and,
the way.
And I'm going to say, John, there's a tight five for you to study up.
a yuck tsunami.
That guy has
but,
it.
But don't worry.
Yuck tsunami.
He's got more?
Don't worry. No, Michael LeCanto, as we all do, mans up and apologizes like we should.
I had my mic on earlier while I was talking to somebody in the room with me, and I'm sorry if anyone misinterpreted any of the comments that I made.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run, and so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
So what did you mean then? What
misinterpreted?
What did you mean? Misinterpreted?
Well, kind of would have been the follow-up question, wouldn't it?
Just explain to me then what you meant.
Yeah. So you were going for, I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah. I heard none of our actual names. What I heard was you just being a complete jackass.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry if that's how you felt.
Yeah.
That's how you
all
took
right,
it.
So real quickly before we get out of here,
yes.
Fitzy's already predicted a big Patriots win on Sunday.
Yeah. I'm going Pats win too. I have to. I need it. Otherwise, everything's going to collapse on me like a house of cards. Mm-hmm. I'm sticking by this team. They still win the division. I thought they needed to win that Broncos game. They did not. So the room for error is very, very small right now. So I think they win, Dale.
I think they win. I think it's going to be close. I don't even know what the spread is at this point.
Two.
Two?
Down to two. Get on that action.
I mean, that sort of
ride
feels
that
like
pony.
A
pick.
I'll ask Cece who she likes
like
when I get home.
Isn't it? Since it's home, you know, home field is three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll say the Patriots win it by three. You know, right. Something like that. Because let's be honest, if they don't, we're all going to be miserable on Monday. I mean, more miserable than we might otherwise be, depending on how Fitzy's bets go.
I was going to say, if he goes 4-0 and the Pats lose, he's not going to know what to do. He's
put it
all
this way, Dale.
Up inside.
If you see Buffalo win by two touchdowns or more, just know that I'm going to show up Monday in a
naked
limo. No, I'm going like gold-plated helicopter is going to be landing on the roof of Entercom.
Can't wait.
OMF is coming up next. Fitzy will be back with us on Monday. We'll be back on Monday. It will be a Patriots Monday. So we'll talk to James White. We'll talk to Lawrence Guy. We've got a lot of football to watch this weekend. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. OMF is up next. We'll see you all coming up on Monday. Bye.
And it's been a blast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.